Lakutei Halacha, so in Pirkei Rivia, in the middle of Ois Vav, the Sugi of Simcha, Shmiras HaBris, marriage, Purim, here Rosh Hashanah also, Negina, music, and many, many other big things that Rabbi Nosson brings into this Torah. In Ois Vav we were learning that Nadav and Avihu went in with the Ketores, but they weren't married. And Rabbi Nosson explains that Nadav and Avihu are big tzaddikim, we know that. And they were seeking Dveikus Bashem, Simcha Gedola Ma'od Tamid. They wanted to be in a state of Dveikus and Simcha. But the only problem was that they didn't want to leave the circle of their Simcha and of their Dveikus, to go outside the circle and to bring in the Yogan Va'anacha with them into the circle. To bring the Yogan Va'anacha into the circle. They didn't want to do that. On their Madrega, they didn't want to do that. To bring the Yogan Va'anacha, they weren't married. And we learned that the Inyan of the Nekeva, the Sitra de Nukve, is Dinim, is Yogan Va'anacha. I'm not going to go over all of that. We learned that. That's the Sitra de Nukve, the side of the Nekeva, the feminine side, which is Regleha Yoradais Maves, sadness, Marashchaira Yogan Vanocha. They did not want to lower themselves to touch that world of sadness, of Yogan Vanocha, to bring the sadness into the circle, into the dance, which is the Tachlis, which is the Yichud of Chasna Kalaha, which is the Zivug of the Zachar and the Nekeva. That the Zachar brings the Sitra de Nukva into the dance, to be Mesamech the Kala. So they brought the Ketores. And we learn that the whole Inyan of Ketores is Ketores Yisamach Leif. Ketores means Simcha. But remember, the Simcha of the Ketores is only complete because it has in it also what? No? It has in it the chelbana, the misery and the sadness. It's brought into the Ketores. That's the Shleimus HaSimcha. That's Sosnevi Simcha Yasigu Nos Yogan Vanoch, to bring in the Yogan Vanoch into the Simcha, is the Inin of the Ketores, because the Ketores has in it the chelbana, which is terrible, which smells terrible, which is Yogan Vanoch. Ketores Yisamach Leiv. The Tachlis HaSimcha is when everything is brought into the Simcha. Ketores Yisamach Leiv. That's the Inyan of the marriage, of the Zachar Nekeva. When the Nekeva, which is the side of Dinim, the side of Yogan Vanacha, is brought into the dance. So Rav Nosson explains that Nadav and Avihu were great tzaddikim, and they wanted to bring the Ketores, they wanted that there should be Simcha Saleiv. They wanted to reach the highest level of Simcha and Dveikus, but they didn't want to go outside the circle to bring in the Sitra de Nukva. They didn't marry. There was no chasn, there was no music of the wedding by Nadav and Avihu. The Inyan, just I'll add over here and we'll continue, the Inyan to reach beyond our circle, to try to bring Jews who are outside of our circle into the circle. Those Jews who are not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs is the Bechina of Sitra de Nukva, of Yogan Vanocha, that they're caught up in the sadness and the misery of this world. Every effort that you and I make to bring those Jews into the circle of our Simcha, we understand, is the Shleimus of Simcha, not to leave any Jews outside the circle. Those are Jews of Yogan Vanocha. They might be laughing and happy, they're going to parties and clubs, but they're not connected to Torah Mitzvahs. Ula simcha mazu oisa. There's no simcha. V'chol ze'enene shavar li. So we try to bring into the simcha all of these Jews who are outside. That's the chasna. That's the chasna. It's the biggest yichud, the kuchabicho shchinte, the chasna kala. When all of these Jews from the other side are brought in, from the side of Yogan Vanacha, are brought from the imke haklipas, from the place of Yogan Vanacha, from the outside, they're brought into the circle of the dance. That's the inyan of Ketaris Yisamach Leif. The Ketaris that contains within it the chelbana, which are the Rishayim, that don't smell good when they're separate, when they're on their own. But when we bring them in, and we take them into our circle, so then Adarabba, then that leads to the shleimus of the dance. It leads to the shleimus of the simcha. And that's the inyan of the Ketaris. And why the Keteris is Davka Yom Kippur, is the biggest avoid, the lifnai v'liftin of every single Jew being brought back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'alkein, that's what we're up to. Va'alkein nenshu b'misa, you have it? It's in the middle of Eisvav. Va'alkein nenshu b'misa. And therefore, Nadav Navihu, even though they were such great tzaddikim, they were punished b'misa with death. Now, since they ignored the Yogan Va'anacha outside the dance, since they did not want to marry, they wanted to achieve Shleimus HaSimcha without engaging the Sitra D'Maisa, the side of death, the side of sadness, they died. They were destroyed by that incompleteness. Because sadness, of course, is the side of death, is sitra d'maisa. Because death brings misery and sadness. We mourn and we cry. Rachmar l'slan. Because Nadav and Avihu were not married, so they wanted to be able to have simcha without any yogan va'anocha, without in any way reaching out to the yogan va'anocha. They wanted to achieve that simcha we spoke about earlier, where the simcha is about the wonderful things in my life, but trying to ignore and to forget and make believe that the other side of my life doesn't exist. So Nadav and Avihu, on their level, were not married. And since they were not married, they were not zeicha to the v'nahafeichu of transforming the yogan v'anocha into simcha. They weren't married. And marriage is the inyan of converting the yogan v'anocha into joy, or bringing the side of the nekeva into the dance. They didn't do that. They were not zeicha to that. So what happened was here they were seeking to be far, far removed from death. They attached themselves to the Keteris. The Keteris, of course, is the koach of life to overcome death, the magefa. They attached themselves to life. They attached themselves to Keteris, the simcha. They didn't want the unpleasantness of Yogan Vanacha to in any way affect their simcha, their dance, of going lifnai v'lifnim with the Keteris into the Kodesh Kedoshim. The problem is, the Baruch Shalom wants every single Jew to be brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim, not just the tzaddikim. The Baruch Shalom wants that every single thing in our lives should be lifted up into that dance, that simcha, that we shouldn't run away from those things. We should transform them into simcha, which is the inyan of Zidanis Nasnal Kizachis, to understand that even the difficult things and the Nisyanis and even the bitterness of our lives are all part of that simcha of making us who we have to become. It's all part of the shleimus of our simcha. So what happened to them is Al Kainis Achze Bem Hamisa. They were overcome by death. Hanim Sheches Misham, that comes from the place of the Sitra D'Maisa. They could have brought it into the Ketores. They could have brought it into the Simcha, into the dance, but they didn't. And therefore, they were, in the end, they were defeated by that. Because when you come in with the Ketores, you have to come with everything to the Ketores. The Ketores have to come with the Chelbanon, with the sadness. They didn't want that. So on their Madrega, this was an Eish Zora. This was a strange fire. On their Madrega, they were, so to speak, they were getting high to this place of unbelievable, unbelievable greatness by forgetting that there are things in the world that are not so pleasant. That's not the Tachlis. That's what people try to experience when they get high. To leave behind the things that are bothering them and to go to a different place. And L'Havdol, of course, in Kedusha, Nadav and Avihu, who were very, very great people, they went in with the Ketores, but they didn't want to bring in the Sitra D'Moshe. Therefore, Chazal tell us that the underlying shurish of the problem of Nadav and Avihu, even though Gemara gives different things that they did that was wrong, but the shurish was one thing. They didn't want to be married. They weren't married. Because the Indian of the Ketores is hafachto mispedi l'mochali, is to change, is to lift up the mourning and sadness and bring it into the dance. They didn't want to do that. Begin, they couldn't do it. Begin delay in civil because they weren't married. They weren't married, therefore they're not. They were not connected to the inyan of that zivug, the yichud of chesed and din, of sitra, of the sitra d'tchur, of the side of the male, which is chesed, and simcha, and the side of the woman, which is sitra d'nukva, which is yogan va'anocha. Okay, nenshu davka yideze, and that's that, therefore they were punished. Because when seeking to be mevarer, to sort out kedusha, to draw out kedusha miimka haklipas, from the deepest klipas, ve'ein lo koch l'zeh, but they didn't have the koch to do that. Ketores is supposed to do it, but they didn't have the koch because they weren't married. They couldn't do that. They didn't want to. They couldn't. They were pogam in this inyan of Zachan Akeva, of the Zivug, of the Yichud, by not getting married. And they're trying to bring the Ketores, the whole inyan of the Ketores is that Zivug, by bringing in the Chelbana. Lifnai v'liftim, Ketores yisamach leiv. But they weren't petachlis ha-shleimus, or shleimus ha-simcha, because they weren't married. So they were killed. Alkein heimis garbim, was garbim chasul shol, therefore, they were overtaken by the Sitra D'Moisa, by that side of death, by the Sitra, by Sitra D'Nukva, which is Raglah Yardis Mavis. And therefore the intensity of the Yogan Vanoch that was left unattended, unrepaired, the intensity of that destroyed them. Begin the Layin Sivu because they weren't married. And therefore, even somebody who's a great tzaddik and is very holy, and this person looks at himself like Ben Azai, Nafshi Cheshka Batar, and I don't want to get married. I don't want to have to deal with those things of the Sitra D'Maisa, of the other side. I don't have to deal with all of those things that are not of Kedusha. He wants to remain Parish Lagamri B'Kedusha Kedayla. Without getting into that whole inyan of the Yichud of the Zivug. He doesn't want to get into that because there's a lot of unpleasantness and a lot of challenges and difficulties in the Sionis. And this person is a Kaddish, and he just wants to stay away from that. He doesn't want to get involved in that inyan of marriage, of having to take care of those things in life that are not things that appear to be inyanim of Kedusha v'Tahara. And this way, this tzaddik, this Kaddish, wants to achieve simcha by being unaffected or uninvolved, detached from the sitra, the nukva. Can't do that. Behechach u'mechuyev l'isaish, he's chayev to make an effort to do what he can. Obviously, it doesn't always work out, but to try to get married. Behechach u'mechuyev l'isaish. And not only that, Rav Nosson reminds us, ki hu mitzvah rishon shebetorah. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. Pru uravu. Milu asaretz kivshu. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. It's the yisod of all of Yiddishkeit. It's the whole tachlis. It's kedei lifreis v'lirbois laham mitalodis. To get married and to have children. Hainu kanal, as we learned before. Ki ikra kedushi hi simcha. Ikra hakedushi hi simcha. Now these tzaddikim would like to be besimcha without that stuff, without all the other stuff that comes with marriage. Ki ikra kedushi hi simcha. So the person who says, I'm fine, I'm very happy, I learn, I daven, I have my own schedule, I don't have to deal with all of the inyanim that come with marriage, including the nisyonis and so on, the difficulties, I'm fine the way that I am. The person is who doesn't care to try, or seems to think that he could reach a place of shleimus on his own, is poigim in the pagam of Nadav and Aviyah, Hashem Yarach. It's a serious pagam. Ein shleimus la'simcha. Kim k'shim mevarin u'malin ha'yogav anocha, u'mahapchen oysa la'simcha. Shleimus la'simcha is not what makes you feel good. It's what's good. And you should feel good by doing what's good. And the shleimus of simcha is not because you feel good being by yourself, because you don't have to worry about this, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have the kids waking you up in the middle of the night, and you don't have to provide for a wife, a chulu v'chulu. You might feel good, but that's not what you were sent to do. We were sent into this world to be Isaac in the malacha of Puruvu, which is the inyan of kibush, of conquering the sitra of the mice of the other side and bringing it into the dance and lifting everything up to the very olam. Umalan hayogin vanocha mahapchen oisa l'simcha. Mahapchen oisa l'simcha. Shezo b'chinas nisun kanal, which is the inyan of getting married. Valkena filo at tzaddik hakodesh, therefore, even a person who's at tzaddik hakodesh, Shezoichel is simcha b'shleimus, and he's zoichel is simcha b'shleimus. He's fine. His mom is learning and davening mitzvahs, simcha b'shleimus. Not even aviyah. Behechrach lisa isha. Behechrach. He must make it in the right way, at the right time. He must make every effort he can to get married. Lisa isha. Kedei lahafei chayogen v'anocha l'simcha v'chanal. In order to transform the Yogin Vanoch into Simcha. And this is how children are born. This is how new life comes into the world. New life comes into the world in such a way. I would only say this B'derech Ramiza, because I don't like to talk about this so much. I mean, I don't like to talk about it at all. But the Hisgabris of this Inyan before Mashiach comes that it should be that there's such an inyan of women marrying women, Hashem Yoachim, and men marrying men. His garbus of this thing, it's not something which is pashut. That there's such a hisgarbus of this taiva, of this toeva, before Mashiach comes. That as we're nearing the ultimate yichud of Kodesh Brichu Knesset Yisrael, that there are men who would prefer to remain in that place of simcha within that world that they're in, as opposed to reaching out and bringing the nekeva in, and vice versa, to remain separate, those two worlds to remain separate, and to call it a zivug, to call such a thing a zivug, ki'ilu it's a yichud, when it's the hepech ha-yichud, it's the opposite of yichud. It's the opposite of yichud. But there's such a taiva for that, dafka before the ultimate yichud, between Kodesh Brichu and Knesset Yisrael, between the Chasan and Kala. And this taiva is a symptom of the unbelievable depression of this generation. The Pella is that for whatever reason, the kinui of this tumma became known in English as gay. Ki'ilu, there's some simcha associated with an inyan that is the hepech ha-simcha. It's the opposite of simcha. Because shleimus ha-simcha is when you bring the opposite into the dance. Not when you dance with your own gender, so to speak. I mean, speaking b'lashon nekiy, you understand. It's the hepech. It's mamash the hepech ha-dvar. There's such a taiva before Mashiach comes to have separate circles. I'm not talking because of tznias. That's proper at a wedding, to have separate circles. I'm talking to have separate lives. That there are men who can't conceive of living with women, and women who can't conceive of living with men. However, that was mishtalshel. I'm not saying how it's this person's fault or that person's fault. That's not the inyan. But the metzias of it is a pachad. It's mamish a pachad. It's the oimik hatoeva. It's the deepest depths of impurity. That metzias, which is the inyan of even the greatest tzaddikim like Nadav and Avihu, that they were poigim in such a thing, and they were chayiv misa. They were consumed by an eish zara. This is the eish zara before Mashiach comes, where there are people who want to achieve happiness within, and not by bringing into the circle. So there are machadesh such a tumma that there's marriage between men, that men can marry men, and women can marry women, and this is already becoming an inyan that if a person speaks a word against it, it's kilo, he's not min hayishuv, like he's a primitive barbaric person. When the emes is, that whole inyan is mitchil oiv devarazar hayovusayin, v'ata kerona hamakom lavadoso, that the avodas Hashem that we were sent into this world to engage in is yichud, is chasan and kala, is husband and wife, and all the taladas come from us, the first mitzvah of the Torah. So when we reach the end of time, there's a terrible kilkel in the beginning of time. It's always like that, and the nisayon goes back to the very beginning of creation, which is the first mitzvah of Puruvu, and before Mashiach comes, when the beginning and end have to be brought together, there's a terrible kilkel in that inyan of the beginning, which is having children. Having children. A husband and wife. There'd be such a musik that any caveman understood that the inyan is of nisuin, a zivig on their level is a man and a woman. But now there's such a thing, a musik, that a man can marry a man, which is where there can't be any halada. There can't be any birth, which is the hepech of simcha. And you see the yogan v'anocha, the sadness, the depression, the misery in the world that we're living in is very much connected to this toeva, to this yetzahara. People think this is an inyan of politics or political correctness. It's the hepech of the bria. It's the opposite of the tachlis of creation, which is the first mitzvah of Pur Uvu. It's the opposite. That Shem Nosson is saying, "Vayidezeh ikar ha-hilada." That's why I mentioned last time that Purim, the Svarim says, a loshna of Pur Uvu, which is the last yontiv, is Purim. Meaning, Soif Kalanisim, the Gemara says about Esther, right? Soif Kalanisim is Esther Malka. And therefore the Achris and the Rashis are connected. And Esther's Soif Kalanisim is connected to the beginning, which is the mitzvah of Pur Uvu. And that's why Purim is called a gula misitra de nukva, a gula that came from the feminine side, that came from Esther Amalka. When there was a zivig, dafki in a place of Hester Panim, misitra de maisu, there was a xeris misa, beitza das toivera. All the tikkunim of Purim is the inin of Puruvu. And therefore, from Purim came out Kiyimu v'kiblu akiyimu, the Toilodas, children, came out from Purim. Teresh Balpeh. And the Shleimus of Am Yisrael, the ability of Am Yisrael to achieve Shleimus HaSimcha, is on Purim. Kiyikar HaHilodi HaIdei HaBira HaNas HaIdei HaZivik ShaMitzvah ShaMavar Nitzaitz Kedosh Mimka Klipas. Every time a child, what's a child? That a child comes into the world, there's a chiddush. There were two, and now there's three. There were two people, and there's a third person. It's a pella. I mean, we're so used to it, but it's an amazing thing. Something had to be brought into the world. And in order for something new to come to the world, there needs to be a birur. Mevarim nitzotzes kedoshes miimka haklipas, which is the highest thing, to bring these neshamas into the world, into the guf. Al kein nechas shama sitra achra ma'oid machm shetzvichin levar kedusha gedoyla ma'oid miimka haklipas. Al kein tzvichin lespal harbi la'ashem yisbarach, that because of the greatness of this inyan, are bringing these new nitzaitis into the world, dafke in this inyan of zivig, of a man and a woman, there's tremendous nisyonis. First of all, in tumah, all the yetzahara that comes with that, all of the taivas that come with that. It's mamish miimka haklipas, because we're reaching deep into that world. That's the sirta demaisa, the other side, to bring up and to bring another child, a child into the world. And there's a tremendous wall in the way of that. And therefore, Rabbi Nelson says, Tzvichin l'spal harbi l'Hashem yisbarach. At the davin alat l'Hashem yisbarach. L'yaz gibor chazak. When it comes to this inyan of Pur Uvu, and that taiva, and to do it properly, and to get married, and to want to get married, and to do things in the right way, the way it's supposed to be done, and not chalila to slip into the ugliness of what that could be if the marriage is not in the right way, the whole inyan of Yosef at Tzadik and so on. Liyaz gibor chozak, liskos l'kayim mitzvah zayis b'kedusha gedola. To be zayich to mekayim this mitzvah b'kedusha gedola, with great kedusha. L'kadish atzma karoi. To sanctify oneself in the right way. To keep this mitzvah. To live a life, a husband, a wife, b'kedusha b'tahara. For a young man to wait to the right time. Kedusha of shmiras habris, shmiras einayim, that the zivug between him and his wife should be b'kedusha b'tahara. K'mavur b'svar. Tzvichin es gaber ma'oid oz laharchik amar shcher v'atzvas. There's a tendency among Bachram, whether they're younger Bachram or older Bachram, there's a very strong netiyah to sadness. and a feeling of emptiness, because inside there is that realization that the Shleimus HaSimcha can only be when there's marriage, as we learn. That somebody who's Shari B'lai Isha is Shari B'lai Simcha. Because the Tachlis HaSimcha can only be when they're married together. So I had a conversation recently where there was a young man that was telling me he's not particularly interested in getting married and everything's okay. To me, that's ready to tear Kriya. It means he must be so sad that he's saying such a thing, that he has to try to make himself feel better by saying, it's fine, there's nothing wrong. There's something very, very wrong. There's no Shleimus HaSimcha in such a way. And if you're not feeling it, it means that something is deeply wrong. It means you could be hiding, you could be running away from it. Not that you're supposed to be depressed, but Ashar B'leis, Ashar B'leis Simcha. So what do you mean that you're besimcha? What do you mean you're besimcha? It says in the Torah, loy toiv heyos adam levado. And you're telling me, toiv ma'oy, it's very, very good for me. I only have to shop a little bit. I don't have to pay to live in a fancy apartment. I don't have to worry about some kids screaming in the middle of the night. It's mechaya. Very, very, very. It's a big rachmanis. It says loy toiv, and you're saying it's toiv. It's kfir. No, that's kfir. It says loy toiv, and you're saying it's toiv. So the way you want to touch it up is to say, no, I'm a big tzaddik, therefore I'm accepting it, and that's something else. No, of course, a person has to make his istadlus and to trust in Hashem. And it doesn't mean that chalila person is supposed to live in a place of marish chayiv if he's not able to get married yet and it's taking time. But to say I don't need that and it's not important to me, I'm besimcha without it, that's very dangerous. That's something which is very dangerous. Yeah?
It says someone's not ready to get married yet.
No, so? We're not talking about little boys. Or boys that are of age but they're not ready to get married. That's something else. When is a person ready to get married? Not ready to get married. I'm not getting into that. It's a separate in you. Of course, that has to be at the right time, the right way. Nobody's suggesting chas v'shalom should be done the wrong way, at the wrong time. And there are some people that are ready when they're 18, there are some people that are ready when they're 80. You know? Men nowadays ripen very, very slowly. Mature very, very slowly. Most of the girls are a few years ahead of the guys in maturity. That's generally how it is. There are a few exceptions to that, but generally the women are much more mature, the girls are much more mature. So an 18, 19-year-old girl is like a 15-year-old boy. 14-year-old boy. So a lot of the problems are coming from this, that he's officially ready. Whatever he made that date and it said that, you know, 20 or 21, then he goes ding, and now I'm ready. But goes out with a girl and she's 20, 21, she's already way ahead maturity wise. That's a whole different sugya. But we're talking about when a person is ready. Sometimes a person has very complicated issues, and it would be a terrible mistake to bring a wife into the simcha. He'd be dragging his wife into the misery. That's no mitzvah to do that. So there, none of it have to be worked out, professional with a professional, whatever it is, because not everybody's ready to get married just because he's the right age. Right? So you have to be careful, and that's a whole big inyan. But shirchen lizgav ma'oidos laharchik gemar shchayv ha'atzvus. And therefore, a young man, a bachur, who is not married, and not only that, but even when you're married, to be mezgaber, not to be brought down into the atzus namar shchayra, because now that you're connected to the sitra denukva, there are many, many things in that relationship that can bring a person away from simcha. And the hu yimshel bach, and the seder that's supposed to be a zoch in the keva. Again, it's not politically correct, but the Seder, of course, is that the Zohar is shoylet on the Nekeva. I don't mean in, God forbid, chalila, in a bad way, or in an abusive way, but it's not an equal thing. It's not what's in the secular world. It's a Seder of the Bria that Hashem has Baruch made, that the Simcha should be in control of the Yogan Vanocha, and should be able to transform, to convert the Yogan Vanocha, and to bring it into the Simcha. Not that the Simcha should be dragged down into the Yogan Vanocha. That's a chiddush. That's a big chiddush to transform. That's why you could have a baby. That's why it's through marriage there could be a baby, because it's a big chiddush. You want to be mechadish a new life. It means there has to be a chiddush. A man and a man is not a chiddush, you understand? It's the same side. There's no chiddush, so there can't be any baby, there can't be any new life. New life is only when there's a chiddush. There's a chiddush when you have a zarch and a keva. That's a chiddush. That the yogin vanoch is brought into the simcha when there's a zivug of two opposites. That's a chiddush, and then you can have a chiddush, which is a baby, which is davar mechudash. You understand? But there can't be a davar mechudash from two same things. You put two same things together, there's no chiddush. When you have two opposites, the bigger the opposite, the bigger the chiddush. The more opposite they are, the bigger the chiddush. The further the two things are apart and they're grafted together, the bigger the chiddush, right? Sometimes they can't be good. You can't graft together two different minim that are two different. You can't bring them together. But in that min of a human being, the two farthest extremes are zach and the keva. The two furthest apart is a man and a woman. A zach and the keva, the two furthest apart. Much, 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 much further than you think that you are from some guy that you have no shaykhis to. A zach and the keva, different beginnings of reality. The two furthest points on that line of human beings is zach and the keva. Therefore, when a shidduch is made between those two furthest, which is a big chiddush, that you take from here and from here, it's a big chiddush. To take from here, that's not a chiddush. Take from here and here, that's a big chiddush. Then you can be mechadish a baby. Then a baby can come into the world, because that's a chiddush, new life. You can't make a chiddush from two things. But two men is a chiddush. So a chiddush, what kind of chiddush is it? Two men are supposed to be tennis partners, chavrusas, you understand. But to make a chiddush, that should be davar mechudash, you can't make a davar mechudash from that. Only from two opposites. You can make, on the, it has to be two opposites on the same min, but then you can make it, then there's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. A zach in the keva is a chiddush. A zach in the zach is not a chiddush. The keva in the keva is not a chiddush. In the mele, there can't be anything mechudush. There can't bring any chiddushim into the world. On many levels, not just a baby, on many, many levels. They can't bring any chiddushim to the world. Dafke in marriage, through marriage comes the biggest chiddushim. And the biggest chiddush is a kid. And also, the chiddushim that one discovers in oneself and bringing out your own koiches, they can only be brought out dafke through marriage. That's another reason why a lot of guys, they don't want to get married, because they'd rather not see the darker side of who they are. And all the nisyonis of what it means to be married. Because then you find out chidushim in yourself. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good. But it's the only way that you can come to that hischachas is dafka through the opposite, not through the same. There's no hischachas through the same. You can't have a baby, a man and a man. There's no hischachas. There's nothing new. There's nothing new. There can't be anything new. Do you want to?
I wanted to, based on what Rebbe said now, what Rebbe said earlier about this generation, is there also a reason why some trying to shed a
zachar
and a
keva
of what makes them unique?
It's the same taiva. It's the same inyan. To take away the nakvas and the zachras. Kilo, everything's one big... That's the same taiva. It's the same inyan. To take away the femininity from a woman and to take the masculinity away from a man. It's the same inyan. It's a terrible, terrible klipa. And it was supposed to make everybody happier. All the studies are showing that this is causing more and more sadness. Yogan v'anocha, morish, chayra, terrible. Terrible. It's the same type of mamish. That inyan of taking away the identifying characteristics of each min. It's terrible. It's terrible. On many levels it's terrible, but what we're learning, it's mamish, a pagam in the sherish abriya, of the first mitzvah of the Torah. It's a terrible pagam. To learn this sugya, in Pnimius, to understand it on a deeper level. We're just touching upon it now. I mean, you all read articles about this in Halacha, in this journal, that journal. Maybe you learned a little bit in the Maror Mekaymis, this Indian of Zacha, Zacha, in the cave. But I don't know if you've learned it in Pnimius HaTorah, what the Kilkel is in Pnimius HaTorah. I don't know if there are any articles written about that. Pnimius at Torah. What's the kilkel in Pnimius? That goes to the shurish of creation, mamish, to the very root of creation itself, of the first mitzvah. The Baruch Shalom said to Adam Chava, it's the ratios of everything. It's the zivug of all the midas and all the spheres, and the yichud of kutshavichu and knesses Yisrael, all of the zivugim, it's a kilkel in the whole bria. Everything is ripped apart. Everything is ripped apart, torn completely apart by this kilkel, by this toeva. So people are insulted. How come the Torah says such a not nice thing about it? Like, you know, it's talking like for infants. We're talking about the Rabbanu Shalom. We're not talking about your teacher. You don't agree with your teacher. We're talking about the Rabbanu Shalom who made this world and all oilemas. Lamalu lamata. This is the bria that he made. It's a bria of Zoch and the Keva, of Chasan and Kala. That's the bria that the Rabbanu Shalom made. So people say, it's not nice. If I would be God, I wouldn't have said that. So the whole thing is an insanity. So you're going to say, I'm sorry.
Is there a media that's causing this taiva? Is there a media that causes this taiva, this pagan? Is there something that either a male or a female is doing?
Yeah.
Consistent?
Yeah, I'm...
You see it even sometimes at a young age. Some
that there is such a hysteria in a person.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody,
is it just their voda in life?
Okay, it's a very important discussion, and really it should be learned in Pnimius what that is. And you're right, there is a hisiris of that, because the truth is that to begin with, you know that certainly al pi the Zohar Kodesh, it's a machlokes in Chazal in Nigla, but in Nistar it's accepted that Adam was created was initially Zohar and the Keva within himself.
Yeah.
That means that there was such a metzias at the beginning, where within oneself there would be this conquest. And in Mela, there is such an inyan that could be misayr in a person, every person. There could be such a service, zacha zacha in the cave, because at the beginning there was such a bria of du partzufen, of one mitzias that had two sides. But your question is the question. So what's the mida? Then, like, what are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? Like, how do we avoid that? What do we teach our children? V'chul v'chul. That's very, very important. That's mamash a whole separate. Not even a separate talk, it's a separate year of learning the Indian properly. And it's never discussed, because the people that talk about these things, even the ones that are talking halacha, most of them are not Isaac and Pnimius at Torah. And the people that are not learning halacha, that are not Talmidei Chacham at all, so then they stop talking about emotions and how they feel, and they get upset and so on, and it goes into all these irrational things, and then everybody gets upset, and it becomes a whole, you know. It's not to understand the Indian, what it is in Pnimius.
Yeah, I've been. Created women from Adam and out from earth.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's exactly why. But again, to talk about that more is a whole discussion, but that's exactly why. That she comes from him. He comes from the earth, she comes from him. Because of that, she's constantly in danger of slipping into him. And he's constantly in danger of slipping into the dirt. That's what you see. Women are in danger of losing their independence to their guys, and guys are always in danger of losing themselves to filth. Yeah.
I once saw an article from a Kosher Rosh Yeshiva, I guess, from like Lakewood or something.
Baltimore. Well, Tom
And he was saying how like people who claim that it's
Are you going to that territory? I don't want to go there.
Huh?
I know what article you're talking about, and I know the Rashiv, and I understand, but I don't want to go into the whole discussion. It's a very big discussion.
I don't know if everybody thinks you can have someone who's chemically imbalanced.
I know the question. Can there be such a thing? The person is nivra in that way.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that now. Because if I say no or yes, it requires an explanation. And it's not the time to go into that. I only want to be ma'ar the inyan lefi, what we're talking about here. I'm not saying it's not an important thing. It's obviously an important thing. It is. And there is an answer to it according to the Torah. But it's better not to do it now, because it's not going to be complete, and then it's not right to talk about it, because it deserves more attention than that. But Therefore, a person has to daven before one is married, and in the context of marriage, it needs to be constant tefillah. Tremendous, tremendous tefillah that one should have siyata d'shmaya to be zayich, that the zivik should be early off. People think the zivik should be early off is that we like the same music or we eat the same ice cream. If the zivik should be early off, the zivik should be early off is a very deep thing, that the zivik should be early off. That there should be a home that's filled with simcha. Shleimus as simcha. That's the shleimus hazivik. Not that they're a nice looking couple when they, you know, but shleimus hazivik, zivik should be oily yof. This gabbles chazik besimcha gedolat shehafach hayogin v'anochel esimcha shezeu b'chinas aliyas hakadusha mi'imka haklipis. A very big thing. Aliyas hakadusha mi'imka haklipis. The chelbana, the other side, the side of sitra de maisa, sitra de nukva, to bring out mamish, to bring up into the dance. Not even if you didn't want to do that, not even if you wanted a pretty world, you understand? Everything should be nice. Everything should be just nice, beautiful. The Baruch Shalom says that you have to bring up the imke haklipas, that's the tachlis. Dir b'tachtainim, shein tachtain mimenu, like the Alter Rebbe says. And that means that you got to get your hands dirty. And getting one's hands dirty means this is a world, a zivig, and all the challenges and difficulties that come with that. And those people who say, that's not for me, they're poigim, a serious pagam. It's a serious pagam. What is it? Is it something which is biological? Is it something which is natural? Or is it something unnatural? That's a big discussion. But the pagam is a terrible pagam. Bechira, not bechira. Does a person always have bechira in this Indian? Is there such a thing that a person doesn't have bechira? Is there such a thing that a person doesn't have bechira when it comes to zocha and the keva? Did somebody push that zocha and the keva together? Did someone push the zocha with the zocha? So these are questions that are big questions, but the pagam is a real pagam. It's a very serious pagam. Living with oneself is a serious pagam. Loi toiv heyos adam levada. Whether it's by choice or not by choice, it's a pagam. It's something which is pogam that one has to daven and make a shtadlus to repair, not to say, I'm okay. Because he hasn't worked on the last 4 dates, or 14, or 44 dates, and because of that, in order not to be insulted or to be hurt, he has to say, no, it's not for me. I don't need that in you. It's not for me. I'm mamish besimcha now. I'm so much besimcha. I'm happy. I sit in my dark apartment with my computer on. I don't need any of this stuff. I have my companion. It's Rachmanis. There are people that live like that. It's a pagam. It's a terrible pagam in the Bria. It's loy toiv heyoyis adam levada. Yeah, Shai.
We're already on this topic, so we admire it just a little bit. I would be curious to know, like, what should the Chevra's response be to the Jews who even live in Washington, like, there's lots of Yidden who identify. How do we receive these Jews? How do we welcome these Jews?
Again, it's outside what we're talking about, but it's a very easy answer. Every single Jew is with Ahava, Avoisa Shal Ahava, Mamish, Ahava. Everything is Bahava. But this person has an Inyan. We have Inyanim, and he has an Inyan. That's his Inyan. It's Bahava. Everything Bahava, and Miskarvas, and learning, and together, and Vesimcha, Vechulu, Vechulu, Vechulu. I'm not saying, God forbid, that these people are michutz. They're Yidden, and they're part of Am Yisrael. And we have to be mechazik each other, and we have to be mechazik them, and so on. I heard from my Rebbe that there was a Yid in the Mir Yeshiva before the Holocaust in Europe, that he was known, that he had this melchama in life. And he went to the Meshgich, he went to Rabbi Yochum. I think it was still when Rabbi Yochum was alive. It began in the 20s at some point. And Rabbi Yochum was makarv him very, very much. He just made certain gedarim about where he would live and regarding other things where there were mikveh v'chulu. And everybody in the yeshiva knew that he had that inyan. And he was a big Talmud Chacham. He was killed at Kiddush Hashem. and he was Nish Kaddish, and everybody was mechabed him as one of the Bnei Yeshiva, even though they understood that this Inyan, there was a problem, but he was respected and kept as one of the Bnei Yeshiva, like all the other Bnei Yeshiva. I heard this from a big person who was there. But the before Mashiach, that there's such an Inyan, he never, that Jew, that Tzaddik, that was killed on Kiddush Hashem, he never had a hava minute that he was going to get married to a man, you understand? There was never such an Inyan that there was a musag of such a thing. He was tormented by that, and the Mashgiach was mechazik him, and he was one of the chevra with proper gedarim, and he was learning Torah in the Bais Medrash with all the other Talmidei Chachamim. He was learning Torah, and nobody made him apart, they made him different. He was learning Torah with everybody. Shezo b'chinas aliyas hakdush mimka klipash ayidei zeh ikar ha-hilada ki ha-hilada nimsheches ayidei birur nefoshois hakdoshis mimka klipas, to bring those chidushim from the imka klipas from the other side. Al-kein, let's just finish ayizayin. Al-kein ayidei ha-hilada nimshech simcha. Therefore, wherever there's birth, there's simcha. K'may shekosuf yismach avicha v'yimecha v'sogel yoladetecha. Giving birth, yismach avicha v'yimecha. That we say at the bris, that brings joy. B'sagel yoladetecha, k'may shekosuf ben chochim yisamach av. Joy, simcha, when there's a chiddush, when there's a new life that's brought from the other side, from that zivug, yichud, of the chasna kala, and new life is brought in from the sitra demaisa, from the imkei klipas, another neshama is brought in to be raised, b'kedusha b'tahara, to be magala k'vayit shamayim, and this child, kelunim shechza de bera k'dusha m'klipas, u'b'chinas shemahabchin yogan v'anochel simcha. Shai deze ikra simcha, and that's why the ikra simcha is to the chasna, and bez Hashem for the couple to be able to bring a child into the world. Okay, Mitzvah will continue next time.